Gemara says on Daf Tzani Beis Amud Aleph that Igim Na'ud Rav Domar Rav Matzasi Megillah Starim Bei Reb Chiya. I found this Megillah Starim at the house of Reb Chiya. Because by Issa Ben Yehuda Aimer Kisafa B'Kamerecha B'Avios Kol Adam Makasa Medaber. That it said in this Megillah Starim that Issa Ben Yehuda holds, and when it says Kisafa B'Kamerecha, we're talking about B'Avios Kol Adam. Now the question is, what is this Megillah Starim over here, and why is this written Dafka in a Megillah Starim? Rashi says Megillah Starim is Megillah Tmuna Lefish Asa Lichtav Halachas. That it's also to write down halachas, and when sometimes a person would hear a chiddush and they didn't want to forget it, they would write it down and be mastered in order not to be over on this isser of not writing halachas. And the question is that l'chara, that should apply all the time. We don't find this very often, that Dan Megillah Starim, why dafka over here, and why in this case dafka l'chara, it's something you should find all over Shas, that they wrote down Megillah Starim, as if it's in order to prevent shechecha. And fakir, it sounds like over here it's a dvar chiddush, something which is a chiddush, it's more mistabit, then you won't forget it, then you will forget it. So why dafka over here do we find this Indian of this Megillah Starim? So Lule Dvar, I was thinking maybe you can be Mazel a little bit differently, and perhaps you could fit this into Rashi as well, that there is another time in Shas where we find this Megillah Starim, and it's interesting that this Megillah Starim also was involved Isi Ben Yehuda, and this is the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Avim Beis. The Gemara says that Dama Rav Matzasi Megillah Starim Be'er Pchiyah V'Kasu Ba'at said in there Isi Ben Yehuda Aymer Avas Malachas Mem Chaser Achas Venu Chayv Ela Achas. And the Gemara ends up saying that what it really said in Megillah Starim was the following. It says, Eino chayav alachas mehen. If there's one of the malachas of Shabbos, you're not chayav misa for. We don't know which one it is, but there's one malacha that you're not chayav misa for. And again, we find that this halacha was written in the Megillah Starim. And the question is, why that halacha over there by Shabbos? Why this halacha over here? Why are these written in Bedafka in a Megillah Starim? How did they try to hide it? And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be, there's another Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Kufnun Gimel. The Gemara, the Mishnah says over there, the Misha Hechshech, but Derech, a person's on the road and Shabbos is approaching and he can't carry his money. So nice and kisa lenachi, you give it to a guy and the guy will carry it for you. So the Mishnah gives an answer what to do in such a case, how you could carry your kiss on Shabbos. The Gemara in Amabez over there adds another etzah. The Gemara says, the oid acheres haisav l'ratzu chachamim megalaisa. There was another etzah that the chacham had, but they didn't want to reveal, they didn't want to be megalit. And what is that? Malichai pachas pachas medal amas. You could be malichit less than Dal Amos, and that way you won't be over on carrying it in Rishus HaRabim. And the Gemara says, Amaylo Rasacham L'Galayse, why didn't they want to be Megalit? Mishum, Kvayda Lekim Haster Davar. The Pasuk says, Mishum, Kvayda Lekim Haster Davar. Sometimes in order to protect the Kavod Hashem, you're allowed to be master things, you're allowed to hide things. And Rashi explains, Kvayda Lekim Haster Davar, Mutal L'Haster Debetar L'Chavit Shemayim. And the Gemara says, what's the Kavod Shemayim over here? We're afraid that this hetero will get abused. People will carry Dal Amos B'Shus HaRabim. For that reason, they weren't Megalit, they were Master. So it's Mavur in the Gemara over there that sometimes there are certain halachas, certain kulas, and although they're true and they're emes, but Chachamim didn't want to be Megalim, they're Master them, they keep it quiet. They only let certain people know about it. It shouldn't become too mafursim, because if everyone hears about it, it could get out of hand and there could be results that are not appropriate, that are not proper. And it could be that is the aside of these two Megillah Starims, that when did they have a Megillah Starim? And there was a certain halach, there was a chiddush, there was a kula, something that could be abused for that reason, although they chacham said it, but they were master, they kept in the Megillah Starim, so it shouldn't become abused of people that shouldn't hear about it, should not hear about it, and that way the halacha will be kept. So Lamash over here, I think Marvin is on this halacha of Bavias called him a kasa medaber, that it's not only a pile, but it's called Adam. The Gemara asks that Vama Rabba Shabagisi Chai Lachol Beria. If you allow any person to walk into the field and take the peris, then you're not gonna. No one's gonna have any parnasa. No one's gonna have any food. Anyone's just gonna walk into the field and take it. So the Gemara explains that Dama Baisam Misudasam. They work while they're eating. Tav Devachim. And the Gemara says Afilu Hachi Nichle Linashul Gergerv Nichle Parisev Linesi Kolam Avachul. Afilu Hachi. There's still an element of Shabakai Luchoberia, because anyone could just come in and eat, and therefore it's not a heter, which is mistaber. So even though Issa ben Yehuda felt that you could do this, and this Bevias called Adam, but the Gemara clearly holds that there's an element of L'shavakai L'choberi. If everyone hears about it, then no one's going to have any food left. Everyone's going to come in and just eat all the paris of their kaka. So Issa ben Yehuda, Bedafka was makba to put this in the Megillah Starim. It should be hidden in order that this heter shouldn't be abused, and everyone shouldn't come and take things which they shouldn't be taking. The Gemara in Shabbos is the same thing. The Gemara, he's saying a Gemaldik Chiddush, so that even though we know the Yechai Misa for the Lamatas Malachas, but there is one Malacha that you're not Yechai Misa for, we don't know which one it is. And that could also bring to a big kula, because people could say, you know, whatever malach I'm doing, maybe that's the one that you're not chayv on, and therefore that could bring a zilz on Hilchos Shabbos, even though the halach is true and he had to say it, but he was a master. They wrote in the Megillah Starim, so the Megillah Starim was miyuchet for those halachas that are kulas that, or chidushim that couldn't lead to some element of zelzo if not understood properly, and therefore they were bedafka written in the Megillah Starim. So it could be that's what these two halachas have in common, both over here and Hilchos Shabbos, why these two halachas are written in a Megillah Starim.